This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Lots of the walk. Hey, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Alyssa Walker-Campbell. We are inside on this Friday night in the Quicken Loan Studios. And before we continue our conversation with legendary NFL coach Dick Vermeil, listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. And we'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at info@eradiosports.com. Always tweet us, eradiosports @eradiosports. And twice is always nice. Go back to podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com, and you can listen to this exclusive interview with Dick Vermeil. Let's pick up our conversation right where we left off. We're going to talk about his wine club. Tell us about Vermeil Wines. The holidays are just around the corner. What perfect time to be a part of this.
Well, you know, we started our business in 2008, taking a hobby that I'd been in for 10, 12 years and turning it into a full-fledged business. And Specs here in Houston have been really, they're the best company we have to deal with here. And Rodney Brown is standing to my side here right now.
Good to have you, Rodney, with us in studio. Thank you.
We've been selling the heck out of wines, but it's good wines. You know, I grew up in the wine world in the Napa Valley. I helped my grandfather Vermeil make our wines, so it's always been important to me, not so much in volume, but in quantity and quality, and just quality. Just make good stuff, and we keep getting better. Our 2014s are better than anything we've made. Our new winemaker, Thomas Brown, has added a degree of credibility to our whole process because he's so well known. And the wines are selling themselves now because people taste them, they like them.
Yes.
We have a lot of competition. You know, in the NFL, you had about 31 other teams to compete against. In the Napa Valley, you got 500 or the wineries to compete against. So you got to make good wine.
And I was going to say, how competitive is the business? I mean, how many are you competing against?
About 500 or more in Napa Valley alone.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how many licenses there are out there to make wine. And, of course, then there's the people that are established and have the big names, the Stag Leapses, the Joseph Phelpses, the Silver Roaks, the Camuses. They all have the big names, you know, the Rajos, the Harlins. So you have to catch up. But we're working at it, and like Specs organization right now, we don't go any place to promote our wines that they don't buy it and put it on their wine list. But for us, the little guys at 2,500 cases a year, you can't sell too much wholesale because you can't break even if you do that. So we hope to sell about 80% of our direct through our wine club. People could Google Vermeil Wines and read about us and see about us and look at the awards we have won and I anticipate winning more awards in the future because the wines are better. And they could join our wine club. We have about 285 wine club members. It usually holds. We gain 25 and lose 27.
Uh-huh.
Gain 26, lose 24. But it keeps going around there. Hopefully this time next year we'll have about 350 wine club members where they can get 3 shipments a year direct to them if they're in a state where it's legal.
Just a few more minutes right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. If you missed any part of this interview, you can go to podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com. Of course, the great Dick Vermeil with us in studio. So when you promote the wine, is it just word of mouth? I mean, you guys don't do any advertising at all?
No, I'm the marketing guru, so to speak, and you know we're very small. We're not many people involved in Vermeil Wines. Uh-huh. I have 4 other partners, and I have a couple former players, Trent Green and Todd Collins, that are limited partners.
Okay,
and they do a little bit to help us in their areas where they live, but mainly we rely on the wholesale market, the Specs here in Houston. We sell more wine in Houston than any other place. Other than Napa Valley and our two tastes.
Why do you think that is? You've talked about that before, Coach.
Good company.
Okay.
Good company. And Houston is a steak and red wine place. And
sure.
The economy normally is pretty darn good. And Specs, they do what they say they're going to do. They sell it.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you enjoy the most about the winemaking process and just being a part of it?
I enjoy sharing it.
You do?
See, that's how I grew up. I enjoy... People used to bring wine bottles to our house with no labels, and I would go with my grandfather. We'd drop a couple of, like, exchange wines and this kind of stuff. And I enjoy the camaraderie, the conversation and tasting and what they think, what you think, and that kind of stuff. I enjoy the relationship development through the wine process.
I have to wonder, too, with so many of your former players, I'm sure that you provide some complimentary wine. I mean, what kind of feedback do you get from them?
Oh, there's some guys like Morton Anderson's. He's got a great palate. He's a great wine guy. He's the guy I got in a little trouble with when I gave him a bottle of Bryant Family Vineyard when he made the field goal against the Raiders. Was it 2004 or 2005?
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, and there's a lot of NFL guys now interested in wines today.
Dick Vermeil has been with us right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, go to VermeilWines.com. And also, don't you have like a special launch or release that's going to be coming out?
No, well, there are 2014s. A few of them will be released in November. Then the Cabernets, and that'll be released in February of the 2014. And we're running out of wines. I was just coming over here to be with you. We were calling about getting some more wine. We don't have it.
Oh, that's outstanding. All righty. Well, listen, Coach, we so much appreciate you coming by.
Nice to be with you always. Thank you.
We wish you continued success. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Comparing rates to help you save. Now that's progressive. As a reminder, for all of your favorite SB Nation radio shows, live and on demand right from your smart device, search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. We make it so easy. So if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. That's SBNationRadio.com. And we'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at info@eradiosports.com. Always tweet us, eRadioSports, @eRadioSports. And twice is always nice. Go back to podcastarena.com, and you can listen to this exclusive interview with Dick Vermeil. We will be right back.